Daf is Daf Mem. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, we had this brayso we discussed yesterday, but there's different limudim of what's ma'akev with regards to the parim ha-pnimim. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, ein li ela matan sheva shema'akvos b'chol makom. So all we have, all we know, we had these all these psukim by these parim ha-nisrafim that described what you do, and then it had these extra psukim afterwards, v'chein yasa, kasher asa. So these were all extra. So what we learned from them is we had various drushes. So one of the things we learned was that all the matan sheva, the seven sprinklings that you would do on the parochas are makos, because those are b'chol makom. Everywhere else we find that seven hazos makev, so here as well would only include these seven sprinklings by the parim are makev as well. Hey, where else do we find the existence of seven matanos that are makev? What's this model that we're looking at? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa bipara ubinigayim. When it comes to the Paraduma, Parshas Chukas tells us that you're supposed to sprinkle seven times. The whole Maisa Paraduma would take place outside on Har Mishcha. It was out to the base of Mikdash, but they do seven sprinklings towards the Ol Moed. And the Pasuk says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Chuk always means it's Ma'akev. So Chukas tells us that the seven sprinklings of the Paraduma is Ma'akev. So that's one model we have, that Shiva Matanos are Ma'akev. And the other one is by Negam. When it comes to Negam, that the Mitzorah has to bring a Shemen, Log Shemen, with his Karbam. That Shemen we'd sprinkled seven times towards the Ol Moed, and that Pasuk says, Tihiyah, it says, Zos Tihiyah, Toras Mitzorah, Tihiyah means it's Ma'akev. So that's also the Sheva Matanos by the Mitzorah Ma'akev. So these are two models we have that Sheva Matanos are Ma'akev. So too, when it comes to the Parim HaPnimim, we're not surprised that the first limud we're going to say what's Ma'akev as well, the Sheva Matanos are Ma'akev as well. That's what the Gemara concludes. But then the Gemara says, so then the Gemara quotes the Brisa further, Matan Arba Minayim. So all we know is Sheva Matanos Erem Akef B'chol Makom. How do I know the four Matanos that the Parim HaPnimim, you put four sprinklings on the four corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi? How do I know that's Ma'akev as well? So the Gemara says, Minayim Tamalomar Kein Yase. So Kein Yase, it says the extra word is to include even the Dalad Matanos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why do you need a separate limud for dal matanos? Maishna matan sheva dichsivan ukfelan. It says the sheva matanos in these parshios, this parsha Vayikra, and it doubles them. It repeats it by saying v'chein yasa. We'll see in Rashi in a second just to make it clear. Matan dal nami ksiva v'kfelan. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says three lines down from the top here, dichsivan behedya. It explicitly says the lachas of the zayin matanos by the parm, and kfelim, it doubles them, v'asa kasher asa, you do what you're supposed to do, that's doubling, tells me that it's ma'akev. Matan arba nami, ksivim behedya, it's written explicitly in the pasuk that dal matanos, ukfelim, it's repeated as well. Where is it repeated? Diva'asa kasher asa, that very same pasuk is going on a kula milsa kai, deferring to every detail of these karbanos. So mehecha tesel emirtine, why would we think dal matanos would not fall under that the grouping of asa kasher asa? Why do we have to have a separate pasuk to say that the dal matanos are ma'akev as well? So before we get to the answer for a second, there's an interesting brisker Rav here. He wants to know in terms of the svar here, why would one be mechalik between the zayin matanos and the dal matanos? The pasuk is mechalik, but what's the reason that the pasuk's mechalik? So brisker Rav says the idea that the zayin matanos are fundamentally different than the dal matanos. The Zayin Matanos that we sprinkle on the parochas is all considered one unit. It's one zrika. Yes, there's seven details, seven sprinklings, but it's all one unit. As opposed to Dal Matanos are viewed as Dal separate Matanos. So if you're lacking, let's say, in one of the Zayin Matanos, you're lacking in the zrika. If you're missing the Dal Matanos, you still have the other three. We still acknowledge the other three. It's the Chisaron and the Karbon. But the four Matanos are viewed as four different Matanos, as opposed to the Zayin is one unit of one Matana. What's his Raya? The fact that we count in Yom Kippur, which is a Din D'Oraisa, Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, Hashem, we count all the Zayin Matanos, which is again a Din D'Oraisa, to count them tells us that it's all connected, it's all considered one unit. So therefore, it makes more sense if you're missing one of the Zayin Matanos, it's Me'akev, because it's not a Matana. It's 0.8, you're missing a full one. But you're missing one of the Dal Matanos, well, you still have the other three Matanos. We could acknowledge them as each separate Matana, and maybe it won't be Me'akev. That's the Svar, he says, in terms of this Havamina. So the Gemara says, in the end of the day, so how do we know? What's the need? Why don't we say Ka'asa Kasher Asa not only goes on Sheva Matanos, but it also goes on Dal Matanos. Why doesn't it go on all Dal Matanos? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya lo nitzcha ela l'Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the word Asa, Kasher Asa, can't be going on all Dal Matanos. Why not? The Tanya, Lamala Omer, above it says, Lamala is talking about Baparkor and Mashiach, it says the word Keren, and it says Karnos. Karnos is doubled. The Pasuk's written as Karnas, without the Vav, but we read it as Karnos. Rabbi Shimon holds, Yesh Eim Lemikra. We know there's a Machlokas, Yesh Eim Lemisora, the tradition of how it's written, and there's Yesh Eim Lemikra, how it's read. So we go based on it's read as Karnos, which implies two. So it says Karnos by the Shemin HaMishcha, Parpar Kohen Mashiach, rather, that's two. And it says, Lamata, lower down, which is the Parhelm Davar, it says, Hu Omer Karen Karnos. Arba Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, each context, it says only two. So look at Rashi, just to put this all together. Rashi says, Lo Nitzcha El Rabbi Shimon, three narrow lines down. In the Parsha, it only says two. It doesn't say all four Matanos. It only says two of them. The two other ones are Behekesh, the Haikra. It's only learned through Behekesh. Itzkush, Par Kawain, Mashiach, Par Helm Davar, Kidamina, Par Zeb, Par Kawain, Mashiach. Hilkach, Ilo, Dadar, Kaflinu, Lohava, Kfulim. The word Asa, Kasher, Asa does go on every detail in the Parsha. But the Parsha only mentions two of the Matanos, not all four. So you would have thought that maybe it's not Ma'akev all four. The other four only learned out from a Hekesh, which is outside the Parsha. So only because the Pasuk also says, Kein Yaseh, that extra phrase, comes to include that all Dal Matanos, even those that are not explicit in the Parsha, are also going to be Ma'akev. That's all in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda argues though. Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that actually all four Matanos are implied in this parsha, in which the word Asa Kasher Asa is in this pasuk. It's including all Dal Matanos. Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarach. You don't need this whole idea, because Harei Omer Be'ohel Moed Al Kol HaAmor Be'ohel Moed. The pasuk describes here that the Matanos of Arba Ohel Moed, all the sprinklings you're going to do, I don't care if you're going to learn from a Hekesh or anywhere else, Lemaisa, whatever is taking place for this Karbon Helm Davar in the Ohel Moed, meaning all four Matanos, it's included, it's implied in this parsha, in which case the pasuk of Asa, Kasher Asa, is telling me that Dal Matanos are Ma'akev, and you don't need the pasuk of Ken Yaseh to tell me Dal Matanos are Ma'akev. So then the Gemara asks, so if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the pasuk of Ken Yaseh, because the Ohel Moed includes all Dal Matanos in this parsha, so what does he do? Ken Yaseh, my Avilei, what does he do with this phrase? So the Gemara explains as follows, that Mibar Leitz needed lichatatanya the following brisa lefishalo lamandu the paryom akipurim lismicha b'shiri adam minayin. We don't know that those things are ma'akev as well. Tamalomer kenyas tell me that these items are going to be ma'akev as well. That's what he learns. The Gemara says, wait a second. How come you need a pasuk for l'paryom akipurim? Yesterday's Gemara said the word ulapar. That extra word lapar is Yom Kippurim. That's telling me, hello, Lamanda, we didn't learn it yet. Ha'amr is lapar is Yom Kippurim. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that Kenyas is telling me that the par Yom Kippurim is Ma'akev? The word lapar itself comes to include that the par of Yom Kippurim is Ma'akev. So Gemara says, no, you actually need two drashas for the avoda of Yom Kippurim. It's tzrich. Sa'akadai techamina, had I only had the pasuk lapar, I would have thought it only applies to avoda de ma'akva kapara. Only those avodos in the Beis HaMikdash that were to be ma'akiv the kapara. But there are some avodas that are not ma'akiv the kapara. Avoda de lo ma'akva kapara, such as smicha and shirayim, and shvicha shirayim, these things are not ma'akiv. They're important. They're something that we say one should do, but if one doesn't do it, it's not ma'akiv. Aim low, one should say that maybe not, it wouldn't be ma'akiv. Kamash Milan, that no, it's included in the pasuk of V'chein Yaseh Lo. The Gemara now says as follows. Rabbi Shimon, hi, Ba'al Moed, my Avidlei. Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't learn the Josh of Ba'al Moed to include all Dal Matanos are being implied in the parsha. So what's he going to do with the phrase Ba'al Moed, my Avidlei? Ba'al Moed, mi Ba'alei, Shim Nifchasa Tikra Shel Heichal Lo Hayamazeh. If the ceiling has a crack, there's a hole in the ceiling, you can't bring the karbanos, you can't do the zrika. Why? Because all made implies, Rashi says here, nifchasa tikras, it's around 15 narrow lines up, aliaso vigago, if the ceiling, the roof, breaks, Sulav oel, an oel moed is a tent. Oel means there's a tent. So if the oel is broken, there's a hole in it, it's not going to work. The hazals are not going to be good. Now that's what he learned from the drasha of oel moed. Interesting drasha. The idach, what is Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he know this halacha of nifchas hatikra shalheicha lo hayamazem? Idach me'asher, the word asher is extra, comes to teach me this halacha of if there's a hole in the ceiling, you don't bring the, you can't do zrika. But Rabbi Shimon's not satisfied with the drash of Asher because Asher lo darish, he doesn't think the word Asher is an extra pasuk to be darshan. That's just part of the way we speak, and therefore no need for drasha. He has to rely on Ohel Moed. Now, when the Rambam brings the lacha of nifchas hatikra shel heichal lo hamazeh, he brings it only in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't mention it anywhere else by any other halachas. So Brisker Rav concludes from this that the psul of a nifchas hatikra is only relevant for hazaos that take place bifnim, such as Yom HaKippurim and the like. But things that are shar kabanos, that are on the outside mizbeach, shlamim, mechatas, ola, are not subject to the halacha. There is a halacha that other kabanos, you need to have the Pesach olamoid open, the entrance, the gate needs to be open for it to be a good carbon, based on the halacha as it's a pasuk by shlamim, I forget exactly the pasuk, but if the gates are closed, the kabanos are pasul, but that Pesach only applies to the kabanos chitzonim. But the karbanos pinimim, that is a different din, that the tikra, there has to be an olamoid that's complete, but if there's a hole in the ceiling, that would render the zrika possible.
The ones that are in the azara, there is no ceiling.
There's no ceiling to even speak of, but let's say the ceiling of the kodesh is inside, will that affect the outside one? Exactly. He's referring to, the Maran Yuma tells us that one of the miracles were that even if it rained, it wouldn't affect the Eish Mizbeach, would never go out, and also the smoke would always go up, and it would, the direction would always tell them if it's going to be a good year or a bad year. So it's clear that the Gemara itself says there was no ceiling, but that's only in the Azara where the Mizbeach was. But where the Menorah Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaKetores was, there was a ceiling. So if that ceiling was open, if there's a hole in it, that's the Shaila that's being discussed here. Okay, the Gemara now says, Abai Amar, the Rebbe Yehuda, Nami Itzirich. No, Abai says this whole conversation is incorrect. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the word Olam Moed implies all Dal Matanos in the same Parsha, he still needs a drush of Kenyase to tell me that the Dal Matanos on the Mizbeach HaKetores are all Ma'akev. Why? Because Sagadat HaMina, I would think, Midi Dehava Asmicha Vishyar Yadam, Diaf Agav Dekseven Vekfelin Lom Akva, Matan Da'arba Nami Lom Da'akev. Meaning, just because it's written in the parsha of Parhelm Davar, and it says at the end, Ka'asa Kashir Asa, doesn't mean it's going to Ma'akev. We have already a precedence with regards to the Smich and Shir Adam, that they're mentioned in the Pasuk, and yet they're not Ma'akev. So one may think as well, the Dal Matanos, although it's written explicitly under the rubric of Ol Moed, all four Matanos are implied there according to Behuda, maybe it shouldn't be Ma'akev, even though it says Asa, Kashir Asa. So that's why even Rabbi Yehuda agrees the Pasuk has to yet again say V'chein Yaseh to tell me that even the Dal Matanos are going to be Ma'akev. Gemara now, quoted from yesterday, we had it alluded to already above, Lepar Zepar Yom HaKippurim. Again, we had the whole Parsha of Parhelm Davar, and then we had all of these extra words, we're making drushas of other examples of Karbanos that are Ma'akev. So one of the extra words was Lepar. Lepar Zeh Yom Par Yom HaKippurim, that the par of Yom Kippur is going to be Ma'akev. L'may Hachsa, with respect to which halacha is the par Yom HaKippurim going to be Ma'akev? Ila'akev, if it means La'akev, Mamish the par that's brought by the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, Pshita, of course. The Pasuk says Chuka in Parsha Achermos, Chuka Ksibbe. And Chuka tells us that anything that's mentioned in Achermos and part of the Avodah Yom HaKippurim is Ma'akev. So what's being added by the word Lepar in this context of Parhelm Davar that's not already included in the word Chukah in Parshas Acharei Mos? So it comes along Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who needs this word Lepar. The Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ki Ksiva Chukah, when does the word Chukah in Parshas Acharei Mos, where is it applicable? Advarim Hanasim Bibigdei Lavan bifnim shim hikdim ma'is lechaver lo asav v'loklum. Let's understand for a second. We know that the Kohen Gadol all year round, although a Kohen Hedyot wears four big gadim, the Kohen Gadol wears eight big gadim. They're called the big days of. That's all year round. On Yom HaKippurim, he alternates between his eight begadim of all year round, and he has a special set of big day lavan he wears only Yom Kippur, that's of four begadim. So he switches back and forth five different times between big day zav, big day lavan. Whenever he does a regular carbon, like the carbon tamid, which is a regular carbon, on Yom Kippur, he wears big day zav. When he does something that's unique for the Yom HaKippurim, like the Shnei Seirim, the Garalos, he wears big day lavan. So that's the switching back and forth. Now, when he wears the Big Day Lavan, sometimes he does an avodah inside, like the Ketores inside Kodesh Kedashim, and sometimes he wears Big Day Lavan to do outside. So let's say he does the Hagrala, he picks the Shtei Seirim, that's an avodah, Yom HaKippurim, he wears Big Day Lavan. But it's taking place b'chutz, you do the Hagrala outside, not inside the Kodesh Kedashim. So says Rabbi Yehuda, the only time the word chukah is applied on Yom Kippur is when he wears Big Day Lavan bifnim. But if he wears Big Day Lavan b'chutz, that the chukah is not applying to. So let's read that one more time inside. Lo nitzcha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda. Damar ki ksiva chukah. When they say chukah, advarim hanasim b'big day lavan, vodos, the actions that were done while wearing his big day lavan that were unique to Yom HaKippurim, b'fnim, when he did it inside, the pasuk says chukah. If you did it out of order, shem hiktim ma'is l'chaver. If you did the sprinkling of the goat before the cow, then it would be lo asa l'klum. It would render puzzle. You have to do everything all over again. Aval, dvar manasim bevig de lavan bechutz. If he wore, he was doing a particular avoda, wearing big de lavan, but it was bechutz, such as the hagrola, so that took place outside, one may think, hik de mais lechavero, if he went out of order, if masha asa, also, what he did was fine. Lichachilu, we say, go kiseder. If you do a bidyeved, it should be fine. Rashi gives the examples of the matanos on the parocha, so the examples that he gives, that lefnim means mamish inside the Kodesh Kedashim, when you sprinkle onto the Aron. But there are also sprinklings that took place on the Parochas, which were outside the Kodesh Kedashim. So that, if you did the goat sprinklings on the Parochas before the cow sprinklings on the Parochas, that would be fine b'di'evet. The word chukah only applies to that which takes place bifnim. So then the Gemara says, therefore, k'mashmal lepar, that no, even the avoda shebechutz has to be kiseder as well. So then the Gemara, so Ema mitikasidran lom akve hazos nami lom akve. So now that we said that the Seder, the order of the events that take place are not ma'akev, if you do it out of order on the Avodah Shebechutz, it's not ma'akev. One may think if you skipped one entirely, if you didn't do any of the hazos or the parochas, maybe that's not ma'akev as well. Kamashma on the word lapar, they are ma'akev. Meaning what? Lapar teaches me that you have to do all the matanos, they have to be done. What we learn from chukah, since chukah doesn't apply to the matanos of the parochas, if you do it out of order though, that's okay. So you can't completely ignore them, but you just don't have to do them in order. That's what we learn from all this, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Maybe kamashmalan is on chukah, or is it on lapar?
I thought lapar is telling me that the hazos are not, they are miakev.
The Gemara was asking before for if it was Laki by par, you already have that from chukah. So Gemara said that you need it for.
See, Rashi is a kamashvan hekesha dehacha. This hekesha dehacha is telling me, just like hazos of par yom davar not ma'akev, so too the hazos of par yom kippurim not ma'akev either. But he's not changing the application of chukah. Chukah still stands. Meaning the Seder could still be out of order if you wanted. You just can't completely remove those hazos. Learn from the word lapar. The Gemara asks, Maskevla, last seven lines of the page here, Maskevla, Repapa, Umi Matas Amris Hachi. Could one really have suggested that you, had you not had the pasuk lapar, that you could have done away with hazos entirely? V'atani, the Baraita tells us, the pasuk now quotes, that appears in Achrimos as well, V'chila mikapres hakodesh. V'chila means like vayachul, to end, to complete. So v'chila, you complete the mechapres hakodesh. So now pay attention here. There's going to be a machlokas whether you're darshaning the word v'chila first or the word mekaper first. So according to the first opinion here, it says im kippur. Now it's going out of order here. Im kippur kila vim lo kippur lo kila the Rabbi Kiva. If you've done the kapara, which implies all the zrikos of Yom HaKippurim, not including Shiraim. Shiraim is not called a keeper, it's not called kapara. If you've done the complete kapara, chila, you're done. But in Malo, if you didn't do all the zrikos, you didn't do all the matanos, lo chila, you haven't completed your avodah. So we see clearly from Rabbi Akiva right now that you have to do all the zrikos. It's a pasuk that appears in Achrimos that the pasuk says the chila mechaper, all the kaparos, all the zrikos are necessary. You don't need the word lapar to tell me all the zrikos are necessary. And just to finish off the bryce, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says mipnei ma lo nemar im kila keeper. You should have said the order of the pasuk. It says im kila, if you completed everything, even the shirayim, then you've completed your kapara. In lo kila, if you did do everything, including the shirayim, lo keeper. So there's machlokas and tanaim here, whether shirayim are ma'akev or not. I mean, everyone holds that the zrikas are ma'akev. If you're missing any of them on Yom Kippur, it's ma'akev the kapara. There's machlokas between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not the shirayim are ma'akev as well. But either way, we're forgetting shirayim just for a moment. Certainly all the hazals, the zrikos, matanos, whatever you want to call them, those are certainly ma'akev. You don't need the pasuk of lapar to include that the zrikos of Yom Kippur are ma'akev. We already know that from a pasuk in Achrei Mos. So what's the need for the word lapar, ze par Yom Kippurim? So Gemara now says, last three lines of the page here, Amra Papa. Papa explains, lo nitzicha ella, we only need the word lapar to tell me the following halacha. That what? That ella le'es, dam, ubetfila. Three different dinim. These are three different dinim. It says the words es, dam, utfila in the context of parhelm davar to tell me three halachas to Yom Kippur that we wouldn't have known otherwise. What are the three drashas? Es, amra of acha bar Yaakov lo nitzicha, lahachshir, amin. To tell me that if there's, let's say, it's like a yavelos, they say, which is a skin tag or something. I don't know how they define it.
A blister.
You have something on your finger. A blister. That's not ma'akev the avoda because it says in the pasuk etzba that which is s is always tuffel. That which is tuffel to the etzba is fine. It's not going to be viewed as a chatzitza. That's going to be good enough for Yom Kippur. That's one drasha. The word bedam tells me. When you're catching a blood Yom Kippur, make sure that you catch enough blood that's sufficient for enough of a tevila. And then the third halacha is that the tovah v'lo mesapek. When you step and the Kohen Gadol sticks his finger to dip up from the blood, he should do a tevila and he shouldn't scrape it off the side of the kli like a masbeg is like more like a sponge. You shouldn't try to scoop it up from the side of the wall, inside wall, but rather from the center, scoop out the blood that way. So those are three halachas we learn from Parhelm Davar and we apply to Yom Kippur by the word lepar. So the Gemara explains, v'itzrich, you need all these drashas, lich michtav de bedam, you have to write the word bedam, because dikas rachmana v'tavol, if it only said v'tavol to do the dipping of the finger, havamina, I would think, afagav duleka shir tvila meikara, kas rachmana bedam. Had not said the word dam, I would think, even though there's very little blood there, I could still do a tevila. Kamashman, the word bedam, there has to be enough dam to do a real shir of tevila. Now, I kasa rachmana bedam, if the pasuk only said bedam and not said betavo, havamina, I would think that you could scoop up the blood, afilo misbeg, even from the side of the wall, the keli would be sufficient. Kasa rachmana betavo, you have to do a dipping and not from the side of the wall. So those are three drashas, I guess, we're learning from the word lapar, taken from Par Helm Davar and applying it to Par Yom Kippurim. But regarding all the other halachas of these Hazals from Akev and the Seir from Akev, that's based on the word Imkila Mechaper and the word Chuka. Now the Gemara says, continuing to darshan that pasuk, that extra pasuk, all those extra words by Par Helm Davar, which were unnecessary, now we're up to the words Mizbeach Ketores. What do we learn from the Mizbeach Ketores? Samim, when it comes to the Par Helm Davar. Lamali, what's the need? Shimlo nischane chamizbeach v'ktaras esamim lo hayamazer. So in theory, you could have where you built the mizbeach haktaras, but you haven't yet inaugurated, you haven't initiated yet into use. So if it hasn't been nischanech yet, so then you cannot do any sprinklings. All the mizbeach haktaras has to first experience a chinech. Okay. So then the Gemara now says back to what we were just discussing above. Tani Kavasa the Rapapa, we have a brisa that supports the position of Rapapa. Rapapa said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, that what do we learn from the word lapar? Rapapa said, to teach me es, dam, and tefila. Those three halachas we learn and apply to Yom Kippurim. So there's actually a brisa that supports the position of Rapapa. Tani Kavasa the Rapapa, it says, v'asa, kasher asa, mat hamalomer. What's the need to tell me this? Le Tamilomar, Le Par, Le Rabos Parium Akipurum, Le Chol Mashamar Beinion, Devi Rebbe, to include everything that's mentioned in the Inin. I mean, we know all the lachas of Yom Akipurim from Achrei Mos. So what's it coming to include? What does it mean, L'chol Mashin Shamar? It must be including these three lachas of Es, Dam, and Vitaval apply to it as well. So it's a Mefurish Braisa, like Rapapa says.
They have an extra word. They let you know about three other extra words.
What do you mean?
It says, they did not tag one of the three words in the Bryce. They tagged Lomar or something. What did they mention that makes you want to think that the other three are okay?
The word Lepar is coming to include Yom Kippurim. But which halachas is applying to Yom Kippur? We know everything about Yom Kippur from Achrei Mos. So Lepar must be, Rashi explains, that Lepar must be including those three halachas of Es, Dam.
If the words are extra, they need it for something. So why? Forget it.
Okay, fine. So the Gemara says that's all Rebbe. So Amar Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel now says, Kavachomer, you don't need a drasha of Lepar to include these halachas. We know these halachas. How? It's a Kavachomer. Ma b'makom shlo hushva karbon l'karbon, yet hishva maisim l'maisim. Just like in a place, well, this place is undefined yet, but just like in this theoretical area, where they're not equal in terms of karbon, they're two different animals, yet the halachas are the same. So then certainly, makom shehishva karbon lekarbon, certainly in a place where the animals are exactly the same, einodin shehishva ma'isa lema'isa, so certainly you should say the halachas are going to be the same as well. So we're going to see in just a second what that means, which two karbonos are different, but the two animals that are the same, it's just like, so too, par yom kippurim and par helm davar, that they're both the same min, certainly all the halachas should be the same in regarding everything with es, dam, and tefillah. It's a kal v'chomer, not using the word lepar, but based on this kal v'chomer. We're going to appreciate a little bit when we finish the daf. So elamal tamalam lepar. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the word lepar? What's it coming to include? He says, it's telling me, par helm davar shot tzibor lepar zeh, the par zeh par kon mashiach, to connect, to equate halachas par helm davar to par kon mashiach with regards to which halacha, to tell us just like a par helm davar, if it's missing any of the matanos, any of the azals, so too a par kon mashiach, if it's missing any of the azals of the karbon, it's going to be pasul. But again, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the halacha that Rebbe says that es, dam, and tavel have its new halachas that apply to Yom Kippur. They just argue on the source. Rebbe thinks it's based on the pasuk of lepar, and Rebbe Shmuel thinks it's based on a kal v'chomer. So let's now finish off this daf appreciating this kal v'chomer. The Gemara says Amar Mar, ma b'makom shelo hushva karbon l'karbon, just like in a place where the two karbonos are different animals, yet the halachas are the same. So my lo hushu karbon l'karbon. What case are we talking about where the animals are different yet the halachas are the same? Ilema, if you're going to tell me par yom kippurim, v'sar yom kippurim, on Yom Kippur we bring a cow and we bring a goat, and they're obviously two different animals, and they all have the same halachas that you can't be missing any of the hazaos. So just so too, you could say, so the Gemara says, wait a second, before you even get that point, ikla mifrach, we could ask a question, mal hanach shekein nichnas damam lefnai lefnim. You can't use par yom kippurim and sar yom kippurim as a model, because those have a very unique quality that they're brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, masha enkin anywhere else in the Torah, that can never be used as a model for a kal v'chomer. Ella, so which two karbanos, which two animals are being viewed as the model? Ella par helm davar shel tzibor v'si'irei avodos kochavim. Those two animals. So they have a halacha that a person that can't be ma'akif, and they're two different animals. Gemara says, no, wait a second. Ikum mifrach, you could still raise the question, malahanoch shekein mechaprin alvera mitzvah yedua. Those both come on account of a awareness of a vadei avoda. You did a vera. You knew you did something wrong. We want to bring a point where you don't necessarily did something wrong. So ela par helm davar shel tzibor v'sir shiyum akipurim v'hachi kamar. This is what we're saying. Ma b'makom shel hushva karbon the karbon, just like in a place where the animals are not the same. Dehai par v'ai sayir. One's talking about par helm davar shel tzibor, and one's talking about a sar yum akipurim. Two different karbonos, two different animals, and yet hushva ma'isim l'ma'isim, but yet the halachas are going to be exactly the same. You can't be ma'akiv any of their karbanos. So the ma'idikasib, whatever said in their context, you have to keep all those ma'isim. So then certainly, makom shehushva karbon l'karbon, a area where the karbon is the same, where the high par The high par, which is talking about the case now of Parham Davar and Par Yom HaKippurim, so Eino Din Shehushru Maisim LaMaisim, is it not obvious that you should be able to include and equate the different actions? And through this Kal V'chomer, we could say, just like Parham Davar has a lachas of S, Dam V'Tila, so now the Gemara says in the top of Mem Aleph, Asu Le'Par Yom HaKippurim Le'es V'Dam V'Tila Mipar Korin Mashiach. So those are the That's the Kal V'chomer that's being stated here. So then the Gemara says, let's finish off just a few lines now. Gemara says, now, Asi, from this Kal V'chomer, we could take it a step further. V'asi lei, sar yom ha-kippurim, misi'irei avodos kochavim, mi-Kal V'chomer. Let's take it one step further. Right now, all we know is that when it comes to the par yom ha-kippurim, you have to, the halachas of S, which again, we said S was telling me if there's a blister, or the dam is the sheer blood, and tabal apply only to the par Yom HaKippurim. But what about the sayer Yom HaKippurim? What about the goat? Does that have the same halacha? And the Gemara says yes, because we know the sayer avodah zarah have these qualifications, so too you can apply it to the sayer of Yom HaKippurim. Just look at Rashi to make this a little bit clearer here. Rashi says, you see Rashi, v'asalei sayer Yom HaKippurim, it's around halfway down the nine lines here. V'asi lei sar Yom HaKippurim nami. Let's also include the goat on Yom Kippur. Le'es b'dam v'trila. We could learn it. Misi'irei avodas chachavim mi-Kal V'chomer. Let's make it a new Kal V'chomer now and say, ma b'makom shlo hushva karbon l'karbon. Just like a place where the animals are not the same. Tepar helm davar and sar Yom HaKippurim hushvu ma'isim ha-mufurashim b'shneim. That you have to, all the halachas mentioned are the same. Shiloshina b'feirish avodos hushvus behen. There's no difference between Parham Davar and Sar Yom HaKippurim. So we could equate the two. We could go in Hazal Stehechel. So makom shehushru carbon to carbon, a place where the animals are exactly the same. Could go in Sar Yom HaKippurim. V'si'irei avodos kochavim eino din shiyushu ma'isim l'ma'isim. Should we not then equate them? V'yumad sasam min ha-mafurish Sar Yom HaKippurim v'si'irei avodos kochavim. In other words, what? We're willing to learn Sar Yom HaKippurim from the Parhelm Davar to say the halachas are the same, that you can't miss out a hazah. So certainly you should be able to connect Sar Yom HaKippurim from Sar Yom Avodah Zarah and say you need the halachas of S, Bedam, Vitava. So the Gemara says, and therefore it's a good Kal V'chomer, and we do apply those halachas. But then the Gemara asks the question, we're going to get to three more lines here, pretty quick. Dechi Davar Alamed Mehekesh Chozer Melamed V'Kal V'chomer. Wait a second here. The only way we know that the halacha of Sir Avodah Zarah has a halacha of S, Bedam, and Tavel, we only know that from a Hekesh to Parko Mashiach. Now, once you have a Hekesh, you can now apply a Kal V'chomer. You can't learn a Kal V'chomer from an existing Hekesh. So now to use Sir Avodah Zarah, the halachas we just learned from a Hekesh, and plug it into Sir Yom HaKippurim through a Kal V'chomer, it doesn't work. We have a Kal V'chidavar halamed behekesh. Chozer melamed b'Kal V'chomer, that which was derived through Hekesh cannot now plug in, apply elsewhere through the means of a Kal V'chomer. So how could you apply this through a Kal V'chomer to the Sar Yom HaKippurim? So comes along Amar Papa. Papa explains Kesavar Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael Davar Halamed b'Hekesh Chozer Umlamed b'Kal V'chomer. Not everyone agrees to this principle. Apparently, Tana de Bei Yishmael holds that even though it was learned through a Hekesh, it can then be applied elsewhere through a Kal V'chomer, and does apply to the Sar Yom HaKippurim. Okay, we're going to have a wonderful day, a little bit of a heart.